Hey, this is Dan Ospo of the Discovery Channel team, back here at the Tour de France for Stage 17, the ride from Po to Revel, and it's actually the longest stage of the tour at almost 240 kilometers. And the race has already begun, and there's a breakaway up the road, nothing very dangerous, but we have two riders in there, in Checho Rubiera and Paolo Savadelli. And the thinking must be from Johan Barnil is that because today is a pretty flat day, that he probably expects more of the sprinter teams to do the work, so we don't need all eight guys back there with Lance. So to send Checho and Paolo up the road is basically to cover that break in case it does stay away. But again, obviously the confidence is that the rest of the field will also chase it down. And I think today there's actually going to be more emphasis on the green jerseys than the yellow, because now we're back to some flat grounds. There's four climbs today, but none of them are over 3 kilometers. So it's going to be a pretty easy day for the riders. And there's a couple sprints on the road, and there's still only 22 points separating three riders from the green jersey. So after all these mountains, we expect the sprinting to heat up. Obviously, with Lance's 2:46 lead over Ivan Bosson and then 3:09 over Michael Rasmussen, things look pretty good and things have been going great for the last couple of days. But just before the tour coverage started on French television, they actually ran some of the great crashes of the tour before the stage started today on television. And it just reminded me that anything can happen. There were these wild crashes, totally caught off guard, where the policeman comes out and takes a picture and knocks over a couple of sprinters, guys running off the sides of mountains, in the rain, in the sun, whatever it may be. So it just kind of brought home that this sport is never over till it's over. So we may be confident. We're all excited about what's going on the road there. But obviously seeing all those crashes just, again, brought to light that this is a bike race and anything can happen, small roads, touches of wheels, whatever it may be. So obviously we've got to keep Lance safe through today and then, of course, the rest of the race. So come back later and join us for the finish, and we'll see if this breakaway stays away with Checho and Paolo up in there, or if indeed the sprinter teams bring it back and then we see McEwen and the guys battle it out for the stage win. And for more exclusive information on the team, head to discovery.com.